listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Home values are continuing to rise on the Limestone Coast. That's according to the latest report from CoreLogic, which found the median house price has gone up 16.1% since interest rates started rising 2 years ago. But as research director Tim Lawless tells us, that's not quite as strong as the 2 years before then, which saw a rise of 35.5%.
But still, at 16% during a very high interest rate environment is quite a phenomenal result. And we're still seeing housing values rising, in fact, up 3.2% over the most recent three-month period.
Narracourt Lucendale Council has released its draft budget and business plan for the next financial year. It'll see rates lifted by 5.8% as council looks towards its future. And in terms of where that money is going, Mayor Patrick Ross says that $150,000 will be spent on sealing the Narracourt swimming lake floor.
Last year, there was some really great work done with a new fence. It included some sails for more shade. It's a lovely, lovely area and well patronised during those hot summers.
And in statewide news, Liberal MP Michelle Lensink has announced she has breast cancer. The key upper house figure says it's been detected early and doesn't expect it to impact her day-to-day work. As such, she'll be maintaining her role in Shadow Cabinet. Ms. Lensink is using the news to urge other women to stay up to date with their screenings. It's round five of the Mid-Southeastern football season this weekend. Fourth-placed Port Macdonald is hosting ladder leaders Haverley in what's shaping up to be the game to watch in the senior competition. Kongerong v Glencoe is also set to be a close encounter. Elsewhere, Kalangadu faces Tantanoola, both teams eyeing off their first wins of the year, while bottom dwellers Nangwari are in for a tough battle against Robe.